You're listening to the Can't Sit Still podcast, where today's news stories are made as funny and informative as possible. Now here's your host, JJ.
Boy, that's a haircut, isn't it? That's a...
Does exist, yes.
Oh, how do I... I just got so much alfalfa going on right now.
No. It's, in a way, cute, you know?
And then this guy over here. It's all right. We're just going to go with it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Can't Sit Still podcast. I'm your host, JJ. With me, as always, is my co-host, Delvin. Delvin, say some words.
I'm going to say... I'm saying words now. Am I saying them?
It's just us. Oh, I got a text, and R2-D2 went off.
I also got a text.
It was the group chat that we're all in. All right, here's the deal. It's Sunday. Podcasts go out Sunday night, Monday morning. It's been a weekend. It's been a day. It's been a week. It's been a month. I brought some topics. Delvin brought some topics. Alex is just dead weight, so we cut him out. And so, I don't know about you, I'm exhausted.
I am super tired, but, so, I kind of, I had a weird day, just the weirdest day, where got up super early, just decided to have kind of a lazy morning, but then after morning hit, I was just like, balls to the wall, run, go do everything, pretty much what got all my Sunday errands out of the way, and as soon as we get done here, I've got more stuff to have to do. So, for a lazy Sunday, I didn't get much of one.
I went to bed at around 6. I was in the morning. I was pissed because, like, I went to lay down, and then, like, a light came on across the room, and I was like, fuck, did my computer, like, wake up? Why does it do that? And so I was going to get up to put my computer to sleep, and I realized that it was the sun shining through the window, and I was like, oh, that's not good. And I woke up at fucking 10, and I was like, and Ariana only sleeps like 45 minutes a day, and so she was like, are you ready to do the day? And I was like, come on, man, like, what are we doing this for? Like, no. And she was like, we have errands. And I was like, but you went to sleep when I went to sleep. We only got 4 hours. And she was like, that's fine, we can do what we need to do. And I was like, come on. And I made her buy me lunch because I was like, this is bullshit. If I'm getting up after 4 hours of sleep, I'm buying lunch. Or you're buying lunch. And we just ran everywhere. And we were supposed to start recording at 8. It's 9 now. And that's because we went and we were like, oh, we need to pick up this item. But, like, do we want it now or do we want it in, like, a few days? And we were like, fuck it. Let's just do store pickup. That way we don't have to go shopping for it. We'll just go pick it up. It was one item. They made us wait 40 minutes. And the chick was like, well, and we were like, well, it's just one item. Like, why can't we just get it? And she was like, well, it just hasn't processed. And we're like, can you process it? And they were like, oh, that's not how it works. But if you want, you can go grab it. We'll cancel your online order and you can just pay for it now. We're like, all right, I guess we're shopping. We go back there to get it. The guy goes back there, grabs the only one of the item that we bought and goes to 10. I was like, that's ours. Like, we're going to buy that. And he took it up front and we were like, okay, so can we have it now? And they were like, no, it sells and processed. And I'm like, you took away our... It was a whole big deal. Oh, my God. And now my camera went out and everyone can see my stupid... Oh, no.
That's funny.
Oh, this is just going to be a day. Oh, my God. Anyway... I'll go first. This is a podcast where we talk about weird news stories, as the voice that controls us all has said at the beginning. Oh, sorry, everybody. This one's going to be a little off the rails, but it's going to be funny. Went to a comedy show the other night. We were the... Okay, if you don't count comedians and people who came along with the comedians, me and Delvin were the only two people in the audience.
And you know what? It was kind of nice because it was personable.
It was.
But almost a little too personable.
But you know what? Everybody was really good.
Yeah, they were. They were really good. There were two, to me, there were two people that just were just okay. and for the most part, everybody else hilarious.
Well, the one that we talked about, he's like an older dude, and it seems like he used to do a lot of stand-up, but he's been out of the game for a while. But like, he still had some good stuff. It's just his delivery was a little off. They all kept saying that this is their first like show they've done in a year because COVID happened. So like, we just happened to go to this comedy club where it was just us and all the performers, and they were super cool. We talked to everybody. It was awesome. And I think I might actually go do an open mic night and try doing a set.
What's the deal? What is the deal with airline foods? You know?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, do a joke now.
Hey, everybody.
Right now.
I was talking to Ariana when we were at Target because all their lights broke. And so they wheeled out all of these generator-powered lights, and that's what is lighting up their parking lot. And I was like, I don't know, this just seems a little bit Walmart-ish for me. Like, I felt like Target would have been, like, on top of it, would have had something better than just loud generator-powered lights. And I looked at her, and I was like, is that something? Is that anything? Is that funny? And she's honest. She's like, not really.
You know, it kind of feels like there's to a point, like, every time that a person feels like they're going to do comedy, they just try to find a joke in everything. Where they're just like, well, do you think there's a joke in this? Well, do you think there's a joke in
this? Well, that's part of it.
90% of it is no, but the 10% that is yes, there's some good stuff there, you know?
And so you have to go through everything to find that 10%.
Yeah, you got to find your niche.
But let's get started here. Getting a COVID vaccine is... now making dating app. Oh my God, it's one of those days. If you have the vaccine and you put that in your bio in a dating app, you have a higher chance of being swiped right on. Like, apparently, the report here that I have from screenshot-media.com, okay, reported that Tinder has reported that 258% rise in the mentions of the word vaccine. And 137% increase in mentions of the keyword between November and January. And so I guess if you have the vaccine, it makes you like more like it pumps up like 70% of your
responses.
It's like
the equation of you saying that you have like a really like a six-figure job. It's the equivalent of that now, because if you have the vaccine, well, man, you're like pretty high priority. You're pretty high up there, right? And I'm only saying that because I've had the vaccine and I have to try to make myself feel good. Please tell me I'm right.
I haven't had it. So, everyone put in the comments, who would you date?
You're telling me. Oh, for sure, JJ.
With this haircut?
How could you not?
Hell yeah.
But yeah, no, I can't imagine that would really... I mean, there's so much just swiping right that people aren't even paying attention a lot of the times to the bio. I like to believe that they do, but I know that they don't. That's kind of the way that it is, that I'm just like, nobody's really paying attention to the bio all too much. It's like, I'm going to get 3 pictures in, and if the pictures are even halfway decent, yeah, I mean, it's a swipe right. It's a right for me.
See, I was like, my bar was on the floor, and so when I was in college, I would be like, you know what, like, the first picture I could tell if you're going to make the bar for looks, but then I would read, like, everyone's bio just to be like, well, I don't want to talk to you and hate you. Like, let's have a little bit of a vetting process. But it was okay because I could have swiped right on everybody and I still only would have got, like, 6 matches. So
here's the thing. Here's, to me, the way to go about it. And I'm by no means, like, have a method to any of this. But I would swipe right on everybody. See who you match with.
Apparently
after
that,
you've
like...
matched with them, then read the bio to see if you have anything in common with them. And then just, you know, message the ones that you actually have something in common with.
Apparently on Tinder, that's actually, like, bad. Like, apparently, according to, like, the Tinder algorithm, if you swipe right on everyone, it, like, it shows your profile to less people. Because it's like, oh, he's just spamming. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe that was my problem. I always have, like, some sort of excuse. Ariana just said
it's true across the room.
Is
that was
true?
Always, like, I always had a reason. Because when we lived together, back in, like, when I was in college, or I guess I lived with you after college, it doesn't matter. But when I was single, I would come to you and I'd be like, yeah, so, like, we were both single at the same time. And you'd be like, yeah, I got, like, 120 matches this week. And I would be like, I got 4, you know. And I was like, it's the song. It's my song choice. Like, if I change my song, people will get, and I'd be like, you know what? It's just, like, it's, yeah, it's, like, the bio. I need a better joke in here. Like, it's not that you're just ugly. Jacob, it's something. No. It's this problem. No.
Well, I mean, I don't even know if it's a whole lot to do with that. Because my bio was absolute trash. I think that I wrote. I felt like I wrote a book, and I'm like, nobody's reading this shit. Like,
why? Yeah, why Delvin's Tinder profile just said the three B's: baseball, big dick, and booze. And that.
Well, just the two B's. I'll let you decide what ones it actually is, but for the most part, it's just
booze twice.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But yeah, I just like I had a bio, but the bio was just trash. My pictures were trash. I felt like a lot of it just had to do with the fact that the two pictures that I chose to put on there were like younger photos of me.
Yeah, you were like 21, and you had pictures of you at 16.
That's not true.
Yeah, it might have been true.
That's not true.
I feel like it was true.
No, it was like I was 21 and I had pictures of when I was like 18. Hmm. I made it legal. Whatever. But yeah, I mean that was for the most part. Just swipe right and then whoever you match with, that's where. I mean, just like continuously swipe right, and then whoever you match with, read the bio after that, and then you can find out if you actually have something in common with them. Because that's kind of the whole point of Tinder, anyways, right? It's all about first look, and so why would I waste my time reading over all these different people's bios, swiping right on them for them to inevitably not swipe right on me, and then I just wasted my time? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I would have just killed to have anyone love me. Anyway,
Moving I love on. You.
Thanks.
I would swipe up. I would not just swipe right. You're super like to me, man.
Well, that's like the story of how me and Ariana got together was she messaged me and she was just like, we're going to go on a date, basically. She was like, hey, like, ask me out. And I was like, do you want to go out? And she was like, there you go. She took control of that situation. I had very little to do with the relationship.
Are you trying to tell me that you're a captive right now?
No. I'm just at the beginning. I probably could have been.
Hey, blink twice if she's watching you and you're a captive.
How dare you? She called me a pussy. We got married. I still kind of won. I
guess. But... All right, man. Well, do you want me to do mine?
Yeah, you go ahead. Do one of yours. Here's the next three stories we're gonna have are animal stories. I believe three different animals. So, yeah. Let's do the first animal.
First animal. Well, here, I'm not going to tell you the animal. I'm going to tell you that, let's just say that Wyoming has a new law. A new old law. A law that should have been around from the beginning, but they failed to put it in until just recently. Just recently when a man decided to have sexual relations with a horse.
Ooh.
So, they... Essentially what happened is that a man decided to trespass on a neighboring land. This gentleman had horses, and because he had horses, well, this guy had a thing for horses. And he ended up sleeping with the horse. I feel weird saying that he slept with the horse, because sleeping with the horse implies that the horse had some level of consensuality to it, and it really didn't. At any point in the matter, did it have any time to say nay?
Hey, that's a great joke.
Hey! So, this man fucks a horse. Let's just call it what it is, you know? Let's not beat around that bush.
And this wasn't already a crime?
And it's not a crime. It's one of the many states that does not have bestiality as being a crime. Until now. Now it has it. So what he's actually going for, he is getting charged. He's getting charged with animal cruelty.
Okay.
And which is, you know, a good workaround, I suppose, when you really stop and think about it. But, like, at the same token, this probably should have already been a law. I can't imagine as to why it wouldn't be a law already.
Anyway. Sorry, my camera went out again. I heard you the whole time. Yeah, no, I feel like it's not a law because they were just like, well, who's gonna? You know, like, we don't need to put that pen on paper because who's gonna?
Well, here's the thing. Who's gonna isn't a great thing because someone's eventually gonna.
Exactly.
You have to assume somebody's gonna.
And this guy did it.
Yeah, and this guy did it. And because he did it, now there's a law, and the law should have... That horse wouldn't have been, you know, sexually brutalized had this law... Actually, you know what? At the same token, I'm pretty sure that guy's probably just going to fuck that horse whether there's a law or not. Doesn't really stop much of anything, except for now you can charge him with bestiality and not just animal cruelty. I mean, I don't feel at that point, if you're ready to fuck a horse...
What's his sentence that
you're
he's looking
a, at? You're...
Like, what's the max sentence of bestiality, or not bestiality, animal cruelty?
You know, it didn't actually say. If it was bestiality, he'd be looking at a fine of $1,000. And you know what, you know what? I don't know if there's if after multiple offenses, if there's like an escalation to your crime. I'm sure there is. But yeah, essentially, it's only $1,000. If you really wanted to fuck a horse and you had $1,000. And you wanted bestiality to be on your record?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely,
you'd be you like, have the ability to do it. You shouldn't.
If you were desperate enough, like if it was such an impulse that you were like, you know what, I would pay $1,000 for this, so might as well just do it. And like, we're best case scenario, I don't get caught and I get to act on my compulsion. But worst case scenario, I still have to pay. Yeah, what the hell is going on with my camera, man? It just keeps showing. It really just wants to show off my stupid picture.
Here's the thing. I'm pretty sure that your USB port's just fucked.
But I think it is on the back of my... Yeah.
Either way. But yeah, I mean, essentially, if you really wanted to just have sex with a horse and you had an extra... Your stimulus check comes in. You now, from the government, have a free... fucking a horse and then some change, you know. You fuck a horse and a half almost.
A horse and a half.
I mean, it seems like such a terrible thing that should have already been accounted for but was never accounted for.
Definitely,
you know. And I can't, there has to be a better penalization for this, right? Because it just $1,000, it just seems so low. $10,000 seems too low. You know, there should be some jail time for this. Don't fuck animals, you know?
That's a good rule. That's the official ruling of the Can't Sit Still podcast.
Yeah, just don't fuck animals. Unless they're willing. If they're into it, then
go. Nope. All right, let's do my animal story now.
I'm sure it's better than that one. I can promise you that.
Tennessee.
That straight disgusting.
Wait, what state was yours based in?
Wyoming.
Okay, mine's in Tennessee. Tennessee man leaves $5 million to his dog after he dies. Guess what kind
of dog?
That dog
must have really been putting out.
Come on, man. Guess what kind of dog it was?
Golden Retriever. Just seems like a classic choice.
Border Collie. You have a Border Collie. Is it worth $5 million?
Oh, hell no. That thing ain't worth a nickel.
I have one that's half border, or half collie, or whatever. It's not this lazy thing that's laying in the corner of my camera right here. I tried getting him to come to me earlier, and he just was like, "I'd rather lay down than get pet right now." So this guy was like super old, and he was like pretty sick for the last couple years of his life. So he left his dog with a friend, and like the friend really looked after the dog for like the past 2 years, and basically the money was kind of left to her, but like in like to be used on the dog. And I think that like it had like travel expenses. I think it was, I don't know, like one of the articles I read kind of was like, this is something that happens a lot with people who are like doing like tax fraud or like stuff like that. Like they'll leave money to a pet, but like the person was quoted as saying like, "I don't think I can spend $5 million on a dog, but I'm sure gonna try." Like that'd be pretty cool, because if it counts as like travel expenses, like he wanted the dog to be taken care of. The dog's 8, so that's like halfway through a dog's lifespan, like a little over half. Mm-hmm. Like this lady just basically got $5 million to travel around the world with a dog.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. Honestly, that's a good deal.
That's genuinely fantastic. That dog, I'm sure that dog deserves it. I hope he's been a good boy or girl.
What was it? Was it a boy or a girl?
But could you spend $5 million on a dog?
Could I if I had the $5
million? Here's the thing. It's hard to spend, like, when you actually stop and quantify the amount of money it would take to spend, or like the amount of items that you would have to use, or spend.
Yeah, well, that's a
amount of items to buy in order to be able to spend that $5 million. It's really hard to do.
That's like a assignment that happens like in a lot of different high schools is like you theoretically get $1 million, like write a report of what you would spend $1 million on. It's like $1 million is a lot of money.
Yeah, it's really hard. Like,
well, I think you drop like $2 million on like a house that the dog's gonna live in as well, and you'd be like, well, because the dog can't sign, we're gonna put the house in my name, and so boom, you just got a $2 million house, and be like, the dog really wants to go like on like first class trip to Europe.
I'm talking like legit spend it on the dogs, not something that you're gonna take the money for. And
I don't
like,
know.
Well, I bought it for the dog, but I can also use. No, I mean like just the dog.
I'm sure there's some dumbass company out there that sells like $100,000 chew toys or something like that, or like gold plated dog treats, or like gold leaf dog treats, like something like that, like something stupid. Like, so like that way you could, but like I don't think I could spend $5 million on a dog unless it had like crazy cancer and it had to get like every part of its body fixed.
What was the dog off of Richie Rich? It was like a dollar, right?
What? Like the dog's name?
Yeah, because it had like a dollar sign shaved into it, or not a dollar, not shaved into it, like dyed into it.
Richie Rich dog.
Yeah,
know what you're talking about.
It's got. I think it's like dollar. I think.
Yeah, it's like a Dalmatian, but instead of spots, yeah. It has dollar signs.
Yeah. I think. Either way, this dog is gonna get treated like that dog did, which is great. Because I've always wanted... I love the idea of just a dog being pampered.
Here's how I'm...
As long as he's a good dog, you know?
Here's how I'm... I'm really going to try and speed up the editing process. So instead of editing in a picture, I'm just going to drag the picture of this dog onto the recording. Here you go, everybody. This is what the dog looks like. I know this is lazy. I get it. But this... I get it, all right? There's the dog.
What was his name?
Oh.
That was the whole point, JJ.
I thought you
needed the name.
Dog name.
I feel like, I think it's Dollar.
Dollar the sign, dog.
Maybe. Dollar the dog?
Dollar the dog.
You know, with as many times as I've watched that movie as in my lifetime, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised.
I watched that movie a ton as a kid. The only two things I remember is... Or I remember the butler was cool, and... Mm-hmm. I remember that he has a McDonald's in his house, and I remember at some point, for some reason, he has like a catapult. That is that the $5 million dog in the background?
That walking is. Around? That is. Did you see his head pop up?
I saw his tail.
Okay.
And they like launch fertilizer at a guy. That's all I remember from that movie.
Yeah, and that dude ended up getting hit in the face while he was eating a Twinkie, and then the kid decided to eat the Twinkie, even though afterwards he got hit in the face with manure. That was just... That
oh, it was manure, not fertilizer, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's kind of the same thing.
So, unless I, like, spent the money on the dog, but really spent it on me, I don't think I could drop five mil on a dog.
I think I could. I would just really have to strategically plan out what it is that I'm buying this dog, you know?
That'd be a good video idea, if you came to a report pricing out all the different items that you would spend on this dog.
Yeah. Because I would get him, like, the nicest water.
There's got to be a
from Fiji.
Luxury doghouse.
I was going to say, like, a really nice doghouse. At that point, just buy him an actual house and actually put it in his name.
I typed in luxury doghouse, and the first one that popped up on Google was $150. So This might be a little bit more difficult than I thought.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see. What else could you, like, realistically do to this dog? That you could, like, give him massages all the time. This dog just gets pampered, you know?
What'd you say, Ariana? Designer. Oh, that's true. You could get, like, a like a Gucci collar, like a Louis Vuitton collar.
Yeah.
All right, here's
just pamper the shit out of it.
Here's a doghouse, you know? That's $2,000.
That's closer and it looks, to the end goal. I would commission somebody
$3,500
to custom build this dog a doghouse, a dog mansion.
Here we go, everybody.
With a dog butler. Editing. Oh, with a dog butler. Or maybe just an actual butler, you know. It doesn't have to be a dog. Dog butler seems almost like it would be a little strange. But, essentially, that's what I would do. I'd just commission
Is
somebody
the
to
butler
build this dog
also a dog?
That's what I'm... No, because I feel like that's difficult. it'd be good for him to have a friend, you know. Maybe buy him an entourage. A little doggy entourage.
Doggy entourage. All right, what's your other animal story?
What's my other animal story?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. All right. Goats. How do you feel about them?
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, not a fan of goats?
Mm-mm.
Well, let me tell you, what about a blue goat?
Okay, I'm more on board.
All right. Well, maybe you'll be a little less on board whenever I tell you that a woman decided to dye a goat blue as a prank to get back at her neighbor. Except for it wasn't supposed to be for her neighbor, it was supposed to be for her sister. And then after she did it to her sister, found out it was actually the neighbor's goat.
Oh, well, okay, here's the thing. Like, that's the thing that a lot of celebrities do is dye, like, their dogs. Like, a Riff Raff, for everyone who doesn't know Riff Raff, let me do some more great editing and show you a picture of this insane person.
Yeah, just such a fucking weird
He's a weird guy. Like, here's Riff Raff. Like, he's a rapper, I guess. He had a dog that was blue, and it just passed away. And he's old. Like, this guy's always in character. Like, here's the dog. It's like a husky that's dyed blue, and it just passed away. And he had like this really heartfelt, like.
But hey, if he's always in character, doesn't that just make it him? Like, that's not a character.
See, I don't know.
That's just him.
But if you watch, like, he did the Hot Ones, like the interview, show where they eat hot wings, and like by the end of it, like he was losing his mind, and the guy even said, like, after the cameras were shut off, like he was breaking, like he couldn't be that character of Riff Raff anymore. But like, he put this like really heartfelt Instagram story of like him saying like, I miss my friend and everything, and I was like, I really don't know how to feel about this, because this is like a super sweet thing coming from the most insincere guy in the world.
Well, okay, so let me tell you the situation that happened here. This lady, I'm gonna keep names out of this. The woman ended up finding out that her sister had a baby goat, and because she had a baby goat, she thought it would be a really good idea to find the baby goat, pick it up, and play with it, and then she was gonna return the baby goat back to her sister. Well, come to find out that on her way, she found her sister's neighbor, who also just had a baby goat. And so because of that, she stopped. She was playing with the goat, having a friendly time with the goat. She took the goat. After she took the goat, and she took the goat back to her place, she thought it would be a really funny prank to end up making the goat turn, like she just dyed it blue.
That is a funny prank.
And here's, okay, so here's the thing. She didn't dye it all blue. She really just like screwed this dye job up. You know, it was like
was the
part
goat
of its
hurt
blue.
In any way?
No.
Like, well, it's a pretty funny prank.
Okay, well, JJ, if I just so happened to one day, like while you were sleeping, mm-hmm. dye you blue, you're not hurt in any formal way, but I dye you blue, mm-hmm. are you going to be happy about it?
Yeah, but I'm different than a goat.
Are you?
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, are you?
Yeah.
Because how are you different than a goat?
That's like...
You both are living, breathing things.
What the hell?
You both are living, breathing things that have, you know... While you maybe are human, being a human and being a goat shouldn't be the biggest distinction here. Like, you should just have a general, like, decency to both a human and a goat.
No, it's not the same.
Is it not? It's the same. I feel like it's the
dying
same.
Dying someone blue is different than dying a goat blue.
Why?
Because it's a goat.
Okay, and? It's a living thing.
I don't know how to explain this any further because it's just so different.
But if it is different, you would have a way to be able to
That'd be like, okay, like, if you were, like, coming over to my house, and you were like, oh, man, I can't wait to eat this apple. Like, I'm going to eat this apple. And I just grabbed the apple out of your hand and stabbed it with a knife. And then you were like, okay, would you be upset if I stabbed you with a knife? Well, I'm
not
an apple.
That's not the same thing. That's not the same thing. An apple's not a living thing.
Isn't it?
It's not.
Well, here's the thing. I totally get why a lot of people would be like, you shouldn't fucking dye animals. I think it's weird. I feel like it's just one of those things where it's like, I call it like District 1 shit, like from the Hunger Games, where like they're just like extravagant for no reason. And like, I just feel like it's like just a little douchery. But,
well, but in this instance, you're saying that it's a funny prank. And I'm saying, well, wouldn't it be a funny prank if I did it to you?
No. Because it'd be funny if you did it
to I think it would be funny. I think it just wouldn't be funny to you because it's happening to you. I think if Ariana's there next to me, she's laughing along with it because she thinks it's funny that it happened to you. I don't think this goat thinks it's very funny. Of course, then again, I don't think the goat really knows what the fuck's going on. But that's not really the point here. I think because it's something somebody that's not you, it's funny. It's not funny to you if I did it to you because it's you.
So, anyway, moral of the story was she dyed the wrong goat blue.
Yeah, and also she's facing charges for this.
Animal cruelty?
Animal cruelty, yeah. And she is defacing somebody's property, which is not. So, I mean, that's a big deal. But she did go back and she goes, this dude just needs to drop the charges. Like, this was just a harmless prank gone wrong. And it's like, yeah, you should have paid attention. Don't fucking prank if you can't handle the consequences that come along with it.
That's a real big... I mean, like, it's not like it's a crazy fuck-up where it's like, oh my god, you accidentally wrecked their car, but it's like... You're not going to look into it, like, which... Like, you just have a goat, and you were like, I'm pretty sure this is the right goat. But also, at the same time, I get, like, if I was in their shoes, I'd be like, but what are the odds that I accidentally grabbed the wrong goat? Like, it's a goat. There's not, like, there's goats everywhere.
Even if the number is... If it's anything above 0% chance that it's another goat, you need to check.
I'm so tired that this story broke my brain.
I'll say... If it's even 0.0001% chance that it could be somebody else's goat, maybe you should look into it and check into it.
Yeah, I get that. Dipper, don't eat the mouse, please. Don't lick my mouse. It's okay, buddy.
But I kind of wonder what kind of sentence she's going to get.
Probably just a fine.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of fine, though. Like maybe like $1,000, maybe. You can either fuck a horse for $1,000 or you can turn a goat blue for $1,000.
Dipper, there is not any more amount of on me you could be right now. This is the maximum amount of on my lap. Please stop trying to climb. No, I'm so tired. This story broke my brain. Dying the wrong goat blue. And I guess
dying
I feel like
any goat blue.
You've kind of convinced me that I'm a bad person for thinking that it's a good prank. But also, I just don't agree with your argument.
No, okay, here's the thing. I'm not saying that it's a bad prank. What I'm saying is that it should also be a funny prank if it happened to you.
It's about perspective. If it came off easily, I'd be like, this is a pretty good prank.
Well, this ghost is blue now, man. I mean, like, I guess you could shave it, and maybe it'll grow back and not be blue, but I don't know. I don't even know how...
Do you think the grooming process of grooming a goat... Do you think when the roots start showing that the owner is like, I don't know, do we let it grow out, or do we fucking dye the roots blue?
I kind of like him being blue, you know?
It's rare, you know? I'm the blue goat guy. It's different. All right, last story, and then we'll head out of here, and that's about as much effort as we're willing to put it. Dipper, can you get down, buddy? Can you get off my lap?
Oh, I love you. You're such a good dog, but go away.
All right, did you hear about the whole Amazon thing?
Whole Amazon thing. What about it?
Everyone who has the Amazon app on their phone probably noticed this past week that they changed their icon. So they actually changed it twice because there was a big backlash at their first icon. They said, look, too much like a Hitler mustache. Delvin, I'm about to Snapchat it to you because you can't see the things that I am putting on the screen right now. And okay, so they changed it. It's basically like a brown box because they're known for shipping their stuff in boxes, obviously, with their little swoosh arrow that kind of looks like a smiley face and a tag at the top. And the tag is supposed to represent the tape of the box. But the tag, everyone said, looked a little bit too much like a Hitler mustache, considering that the mouth is supposed to be the swoosh. So here it is, everybody. This one on the left is the Hitler mustache. This one on the right, they added a fold. I don't think it looks... I don't think if someone didn't tell me that looks like a Hitler mustache, I would have never came to that conclusion.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing. I actually saw it before they made the change. And, yeah, I never came to that conclusion. But now that you're saying it to me, like, you put two eyes right above that, and, yeah, that's totally Hitler's face. Or Charlie Chaplin, who originally made that thing cool.
Yeah, I guess. Hold on. Let me put two eyes above it right now, as, I guess, decently as I can. Let's put two eyes.
Let's say, if you put two eyes over it, I can see it.
And then maybe, like, some angry eyebrows. No, I don't even see it. I don't see it. But also, this drawing's terrible, so...
I can't wait to rewatch the episode, see the drawing. I can only assume it's going to be pretty good. But yeah, I can see it. But I, at the same time, like, I feel like that's not one of those things that nobody would have noticed it had one person not noticed it, you know?
Yeah, I just, I feel like it, I don't know, seems weird.
Yeah. No, I definitely see. I get it. I mean, so what? I mean, obviously you're doing it for the PR stance, but did they issue a statement or anything to go along with it to be like, oh, that's not what this was? Obviously, that's not what this was intended to be.
I think they were kind of just like, oh, my bad.
I was gonna say, because I don't feel like this is something to have to apologize for, but at the same time, like, Hitler's involved, right? So,
well, now the
maybe,
new thing
maybe
is
a little bit.
They say the new one looks a lot like the Avatar, like Aang, like in his arrow on his head. Hold on, let me see if I can get this picture for everybody. Oh my god, this is so, I'm doing this so shittily.
Yeah, you know what? I can see that too.
here's this, everybody. Here you go. But I don't know. I didn't see it at all.
No, I didn't see it originally either. Like, I don't think that would have been that much of a deal to me.
So. Whatever.
Can we talk just for a split second about how it's just such a terrible look in the first place? How did it ever catch on?
What? Oh, the mustache?
Yeah, with the Charlie. Like, why did Charlie Chaplin do it first?
Well, like I, for people, if anyone can see my mustache, if it's coming through enough, I have the opposite of the Chaplin. I have nothing in the middle, so maybe that's all he could grow.
Yeah, maybe that is the case. I always assumed that he shaped it into that, and I just can't imagine that that's at any point would have ever been like something.
It's like
I couldn't
Jordan.
Imagine sitting in front of a mirror and going like everything but this right here needs to go. I just don't think I could do it.
Michael Jordan tried bringing it back, and I wonder if that's all he can. Because I don't know if I've seen Michael Jordan with like a full on mustache, or if he just. That was his best shot. And that's all he could grow. And he was like, you know what? And I feel like that was a solid attempt. If anyone in the 21st century could bring that mustache style back, it's the most one of the most iconic sports legends in the world. And he couldn't pull it off. I just think it's a bad look. I don't even think
it's
like,
that's the point. I don't even think it's a matter that it's associated with Hitler in any form.
Yeah, not
way.
Anymore.
I think it's just such a terrible look.
I just think it's a bad
look.
Like,
it just doesn't make sense. Like, yeah. It doesn't, like, and you know what? Here's the thing. I don't like mutton chops either. Like, I don't think at any point in time that those ever would really look good either. I think most beard styles that isn't just, like, a direct beard. Just
I think most beard styles other than what I have are terrible.
No, like, what I have right now, I hate it.
Well, you know, we say we used to say the same thing about the mullet, and look what happened in 2020. The mullet made a comeback.
Yeah,
everybody went
really
fucking,
shouldn't have.
Everybody went crazy in quarantine, and now the mullet's a thing.
I think as just human beings, we've gotten so bored with everything that we just have to find some way to make it entertaining, like anything entertaining. And so, like, a haircut, instead of just keeping it pretty basic and simple, we just revert back to some weird shit just because why not, you know? Same with your hairstyle or your facial hair.
It's all, like, cyclical.
It is. It's all cyclical. But the thing is that some things should just stay dead. The mullet should stay dead.
I don't know. I see some people who can pull it off, but a lot of the times I'm like, nah.
See, I don't think there's one person I've ever seen that had it that I'm like, nah, man, you're pulling that off. That's a good look.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
No, I'm sticking to my answer.
Okay, well.
Not a one. Joe Dirt is the only one that was even remotely close. And that's just because that's a good heartfelt story, man.
I hate that movie.
It's funny every once in a while. I couldn't watch it consistently multiple times over, but I can watch it like once every year and have an all right chuckle.
Once a year?
Once a year.
That's too much for me.
It's right there. Like, I watch Richie Rich every day, but like right above that,
every
once
day.
A year. Once a year, I could watch Joe Dirt.
I could watch Avatar The Last Airbender live action movie every single day.
I can't even joke about that.
I'm just waiting for the Tetris movie to come out. All right.
Like such a boring movie.
You want to call it there?
Yeah.
Well,
thanks everybody for listening.
Sorry for this. Bye.
Bye.
You just finished watching an episode of the Can't Sit Still podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please make sure to leave a like, review, or a comment to let us know what you think of the show. If you have a news story that you would like us to review and comment on, send it to can'tsitstillpod@gmail.com or tweet us at @can'tsitstillpod. We hope to see you back next week for some more funny and informative news topics.